Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Oh, I hope you stretch those dialing fingers.
Yep.
It's time. We're about to announce our first three names for Beat the Bank.
We said first because we're going to do it again in an hour.
Exactly an hour from now, Big Al Max. So if we don't call your name now, don't worry, because we'll do it again in an hour. And if they don't call back within 10 minutes, we open it up for everybody, okay? Here are your three names. Philip Dale, Megan Plank, Alyssa Maxson. Alyssa Maxson, Megan Plank, Philip Dale. You have 10 minutes to call us back at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
And if you're wondering how those three people got in, they signed up at KidNation.com. We suggest you do so because next week we're going to double it up. You could win up to $2,000 next week with Beat the Bank.
Nice for the holidays.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All right, we do have to finish the gossip here. We got some stories to get to while we wait for somebody to call.
Yeah, no surprise. They want Kim Kardashian back on Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Apparently no one realized how important she is to the show. The family was still doing some filming.
Yeah.
But they need Kim. Apparently the personal apps, you know, each of them have their own app. The sales of those were plummeting, and the paparazzi haven't been nearly as interested in the family.
What?
I don't know. So they say Kim's getting a $20 million bonus. In addition to, I mean, she was already the highest paid on there, I'm sure.
Just go call mama.
Bonus?
Yeah, she'll return and get more control over the show in terms of production and direction. And Kim insisted she get her own camera crew instead of sharing the one with her other family members and her own team of personal security to make sure she's safe. I read that they fired that bodyguard.
They did?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And other...
Even though she told him to go party?
They don't blame him. They all say that. They just are doing a complete overhaul of the security they had. They said Kim still doesn't blame him, but he's going to go. He's not out of work. He's going to go back with Fergie. He worked with her before, and she's going on tour, so he's not unemployed.
Yeah.
They're just redoing everything.
I get that. Sometimes, you know, you got to shake it up.
But Kim did stop by Kendall. Kendall's had a couple of 21st birthday parties. She had a big blowout, and then she had a dinner with her family last night, just a smaller one. And Kim paid three off-duty police officers $100 an hour to guard her. And then everyone else had their own personal bodyguards.
What did Tyga get her?
Well, Tyga is not dating Kendall.
Yeah, that's Kylie.
Oh,
well, yeah.
The family, yeah, the family bought Kendall a... $220,000 Bentley or Rolls Royce or something.
What about a card with a nice note?
A Rolls,
a mom. Because
yeah.
She doesn't have a man to buy her a car in her name, yeah. Al. Kendall has to do it the old-fashioned way with her mom buying it for her.
We do have a clip of what Kendall got for her birthday. Chloe told Jimmy Kimmel about the over-the-top gift she received from a stranger.
We go outside and there's a Rolls Royce and this man standing there, and I was like, who's the gift, the guy or the car? I was so confused. And then this guy just hands Kendall a pair of keys to this car, and I was like, do we even know who this guy is? He's some prince. And I was like, is this a joke? On my 21st birthday, I think I got like a dinner and a purse or something. I didn't know like you just get cars from strangers.
Wait, so a man really gave her a Rolls Royce?
Gave her a car, yeah.
Well, what?
I know. So, and this morning I was like, holy crap. I was like, do you remember you got, like, that's so cool. You got this car. How'd you get it home? She was like, oh my God, I forgot I got a car last night. That's how drunk she was.
I'm sorry. That's my mistake. I had read that it was from her family together.
I read it was
got
from
it.
Mom too.
I didn't know it was from a strange rich prince.
That's from Chloe's mouth right there. From a strange rich prince.
Wow. Oh my gosh. And as a girl, I don't even want to accept a drink. A free drink from a guy at a bar because you got to talk to him. What do you owe him when he buys you a $250,000 car?
But
he gets the privilege of being able to say, I got a Kardashian a car.
Why not?
Maybe he didn't want anything.
She doesn't need it, first of all. She can buy her own, number one. And number two, you're linked to this guy. Now he's feeling some sort of obligation that I get your time.
No, he might not. I mean,
oh my gosh,
for a couple hundred thousand dollar car? You don't think he expects something?
Maybe that's for a prince, it is like a
It's
drink.
A drop in the bucket. Yeah. It's like buying a drink. It's like me buying a drink for a chick.
A nice drink, like a Red Bull.
Yeah.
Like Red Bull vodka.
Something kind of expensive.
Tito's.
Yeah. Maybe Goose.
I don't know. Kettle One?
Kettle One.
Not Ciroc.
No.
Or we know too
much. Sorry, P. Diddy.
We know too much about vodka.
No, you know too much about vodka.
You're in a bar.
True.
All right, so Nick Cannon's ex-girlfriend is pregnant. And it's rumored that he is the father.
You wanted babies.
28-year-old Brittany Bell, I've never heard this before, so somebody be ready to correct me. Guamanian American? Mm-hmm. What is a Guamanian?
Guatemala? From Guam.
Guatemala?
Guam is a Guamanian?
Guamanian. Yeah.
From Guam.
Maybe she likes guacamole.
Never heard that said out loud. A Guamite?
Guamanian.
A Guaman? Why is it Guamanian?
It is.
Why is it American?
So, and she's also a former Miss Arizona, USA.
Those two just go together, don't they?
Guamanian American actress and former Miss USA, Brittany Bell. She's said to have had an on and off relationship with Nick since 2015, but she's now 6 months along in her pregnancy. No one's confirmed who the daddy is, but multiple sources are pointing the finger at Nick. And then Reggie Bush. You know, he, back in the day, was with Kim Kardashian. If things had played a different way, he would be involved in all this drama right now.
Right.
But instead, he settled for a Kim Kardashian lookalike. I shouldn't say settled. I'm sure Lalit Afghanian or whatever is a lovely person.
That's the one we met.
Just happens to look a lot like him. Yeah. Anyway, he's been with her, married to her since 2014, but now another woman's claiming that he is the father of her unborn baby.
Oh, Reginald.
Reggie.
Come on,
this
man.
Reggie.
This woman's name is Monique, and she is a nightclub waitress in Miami. She says she contacted Reggie early on in the pregnancy and said, hey, it's yours. And he, this is according to her, reportedly offered her a large sum of money to end the pregnancy. Well, that didn't happen because now she is 6 months along. Mm-mm. She's got a lawyer now because now instead of a lump sum to get rid of the baby, she wants 18 years.
18 years.
Kanye told you, Reggie.
18 years.
They said that Reggie, at the time all this was going down, he immediately flew home to Lalit to smooth things over. So there might be some fire where the smoke's coming from, but there, of course, going to be the DNA tests.
Oh boy, Reggie.
Yeah.
But his rep is saying he's aware of the rumors and remains happily married, .. for now.
He remains married.
He's married. He ain't happy. Yeah, she's waiting.
She ain't happy.
The clock is ticking until that DNA test happens.
Yeah.
But again, you know what? Even if it's not his, the fact is he strayed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So even if it's not yours, you still did it.
When Big Al and I hung out with him
in Mexico,
she was pregnant, like big pregnant with their baby.
Yeah, his fiance or wife?
It was his fiance at the time.
Like,
that
married,
was married
her, though, right?
Yeah. Married
her. She is a Kim Kardashian lookalike too. Nice girl, really nice,
beautiful girl. Yeah.
Well, Gisele Bündchen and Tom Brady are better than you. Their kids went trick or treating for Halloween, but they don't like candy, so Gisele gave it away. She said at the end of the night, she let them each have one piece of the candy that they got and that they didn't even want it. She said, we don't really have that kind of sugar in our house. They really only had one bite and they didn't want it anymore. So I told them if they didn't like it, I was going to give it away to other kids. And they actually let me give their candy away. I told them, you know, there's so many kids that don't get candy and you guys got so many. Some kids don't even get one. And they're like, oh, Mom, okay, you can give it to them if they really don't get any. The kind of snacks that Gisele and Tom's kids like are things like avocado ice cream.
That is delicious.
They have healthy, different kind of sugar.
And that's fine. I mean,
avocado ice cream is delicious.
I mean, that's great that the kids, it's not like she's depriving them. They don't like it. They haven't grown up having any of that stuff.
They haven't had a taste for it, so they don't really miss it.
Right.
And they don't want them to miss out on a fun tradition like trick-or-treating, so she lets them do it, but then they get rid of it. So Beyonce performed with the Dixie Chicks at the CMAs the other night. You might not have seen it because you were watching the game. But, you know, what they do after the awards ceremony is they post the performances and special things online and on social media. Well, people not all happy that Beyonce was part of the CMAs.
Why?
And that the Dixie Chicks were supporting the Black Lives Matter movement. And they started posting racist comments, calling Beyonce out for being a cop hater.
Oh, boy.
Based upon her Lemonade video and all the commentary and drama that went on with that. CMT didn't want to deal with the bad comments, so they deleted all evidence of Beyonce and the Dixie Chicks from their website and social media accounts. But then, once that happened, TMZ says they started posting photos again after they found out they were doing a story about them deleting it. So they took it down for a minute and then put it right back up.
No, we didn't.
But then they got a lot of the same comments. The Beehive also, you know, flooding it with bees and lemon emojis.
Yeah.
And the Dixie Chicks tweeted a link to the performance, and their comment on this was, if we all turn this up really loud together, we can drown out the hate. No comment from Beyonce because she doesn't have to say anything. Her Beehive takes care of it for her. But yeah, racist comments.
Wow. Yeah. And people were making a big story about Kenny Chesney during the performance. He was just standing there.
Yeah, they were mad at him because he didn't look enthusiastic or happy that Beyonce.
Maybe he's just taking it in. Here listening.
You can't do anything.
He's
or
just
not
taking it
anything.
In. I'm getting mad at Kenny Chesney.
He's getting attacked for just standing there.
So you tell me that you haven't gone to a concert and just stood there from time to time
bit.
Just to listen to the song, actually take in the lyrics, perhaps?
Yeah. Well, just watch. I mean, you know, it's entertainment.
Go
just
off
be entertained.
Kenny Chesney. That's my dude right there.
That's your dude, JC?
A little time. No, actually, Tim McGraw's number one, then Kenny.
What about Garth?
I'd put Garth. He's three. But Tim and Kenny got me into it. So I got to roll with those dudes.
All right.
Yeah.
Jenna.
You gotta risk it to get the biscuit.
Beat the bang.
Courtesy of a love letter to Kelly.
Yep.
As read by Jenna, yeah.
Also featured on Jenna's Snapchat yesterday while running her dog.
Yeah, you see Wheezy, speed, running.
Yeah. Wheeze quick. No, Wheeze.
Wheeze.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Hey, Alyssa.
Hello.
What's up,
morning.
Girl?
What are you up to this morning?
I'm laying in the bed while my 3-year-old sleeps.
Oh. Hold on one second. How do you get your 3-year-old to sleep past this time?
they're pretty much 7:30ers.
So. 7:30ers.
Yeah.
What time does yours get up, Jason?
5.
Oh, no.
My son wakes up around.
I'd be forcing them back down.
Oh, Alyssa, it's the worst. My daughter will stay up till about, will sleep till 7, but my son.
He gets up with
well,
you, man.
My son's in the other room with my husband. He woke up about 30 minutes ago.
Oh, okay, so he's in early. I guess the boys like to wake up early when they're young.
And then go to work.
Ready to go.
And then it changes when they become teenagers, I hear. All right, Alyssa, here's how the game works, okay? We're going to put you inside the bank vault. I'm sure you heard it before. You signed up, so you've heard the game be played. The banker's going to give you dollar amounts that increase the longer you stay in that vault, okay? Now, it can get up to $1,000. Your only job is to yell stop when you think he's gone as high as he's going to go. That's how much money you will win. Even if he says $1,000, make sure you yell stop. Because if you don't and that door closes, you get nothing, okay?
Okay.
We don't want to wake up the baby.
Yes, we do. You need to yell stop.
Like, yeah, you got to yell stop. Did I not tell her to tell us to say stop?
Yeah, you did. I'm just saying, you may wake up the baby.
Yeah, if you wake the baby up, it's okay as long as you win money.
She'll be okay.
She'll survive.
Was that her snoring that we just heard?
Yes, it was.
I thought I heard that.
That's so cute. All right. Big Al Mac, how are you feeling this round?
Alyssa, I'm feeling really good. I always do on Friday. That's not always accurate, but I feel really good for you. So good luck.
All right. Why do we whisper when Kid Nation members whisper? I don't get it. All right. Alyssa, let's go inside the vault. Let's play Beat the Bank.
Right.
$50, $220, $310, $440, $570, $690, $1,000.
Stop.
Tell her you won $1,000.
She's
covering her ears.
She is.
Oh,
sorry.
She can hear you.
Oh, I'm so sorry for being excited about
$1,000. Sorry. Dude, I hope we didn't wake her up.
No, she'll be okay.
What are you going to do with that $1,000?
Oh, my gosh. Well, Christmas is coming soon.
Yes, it is.
I guess
I'm going
to
cover
my gift so I can write down.
Okay, Mommy's on the phone. Okay, hold on.
What did she say?
She said, I just want to cover my ears so I can lay down.
Aww. Maybe you could buy her some like earmuffs or something.
Yeah. Maybe earmuffs.
Yeah, headphones.
Congratulations.
Alyssa,
girl.
Well played. That's the first time we had a whisper stop, I believe. All right, well, we don't need to check how high it would have gone because we already got the $1,000. Alyssa, enjoy your money. Thank you for playing.
Thank you so much.
All right, hold on for us. We'll get you all set up.
Wow.
That was the cutest beat the bank of all time,
I think. It was very cute.
I'm just covering my ears so I can lay down. We'll play again in less than 1 hour. Don't forget to sign up at KidNation.com because next week it doubles to 2,000.
Double.
So this next one's going to be the last 1,000. Next time,
up to 2,000.
It's getting up there. All right. We got a music act coming up next for you. Three brothers from New York. You heard this song on the radio quite a bit. They got a new one out. Their name, AJR. And we get to chat with them, get to know them a little bit inside the Metro PCS Music Lounge next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We're over here in the Metro PCS Music Lounge. They have an EP called Come Hang Out, so they decided to do so.
Come Hang Out.
Give it up for AJR, everyone.
Yay. Yeah.
Thank you.
Let's intro the band. The A means Adam.
That's right. Me.
That's Adam. The J means Jack.
That's me.
And the R means ridiculous.
Oh.
Yeah. It means Ryan. What's up, Ryan?
How's it going, man?
And you guys are from New York?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, born and raised.
Yep.
I watched your I'm Not Famous video, and I'm sure you guys had fun watching Jack dancing on the streets.
They did have fun. I didn't really have that much fun, but they loved it.
You draw the short straw on that
The onesie.
Yeah. It was like 28 degrees outside.
Yeah.
I was in a onesie. I don't know why I decided to do that, but it turned out pretty good, yeah. I think.
The whole idea was to kind of test out how not famous we are, and
it
turns out he's not famous at all. No one cared.
Point proven.
Yeah.
I'm reading here, Ryan, that you tweeted a link of your video for I'm Ready to like 80 celebrities. I'm curious to know who those 80 not all of them, but who you tweeted that to.
I feel like the first couple were the obvious ones. It was like Justin Bieber and Justin Timberlake and all those big celebrities. So anyway, so we've been recording. I'm like going through the story. We were recording in the living room for like 6 years or so with no success.
Yeah.
And then at some point we got a Twitter and we decided, let's tweet out our I'm Ready video to a whole bunch of different celebrities. And we did like at Justin Bieber and whatever other celebrities were big.
And the video at this point had like 100 views maximum. It was a horrible video.
We
recorded ourselves.
And like one of the last ones we did was Sia. And she ended up retweeting it and reaching out to us saying, let's go meet in New York City at my hotel. So we went to go have brunch with Sia.
Do you know what she looks like?
Yeah.
Whoa.
We thought she was going to come out of the hotel like stumbling with like a bag on her head. But no, that did not happen.
She came out regular face
just
and everything?
Totally normal. Yeah.
Just the nicest person.
Yeah, yeah,
she
really
just wanted to mentor you? I mean, what was the meeting about?
She just really liked I'm Ready. She thought it was a hit. And she wanted to introduce us to her management and other people in the industry.
Well, yeah, we played her a bunch of music and she listened through it and gave comments and stuff. And we still do that now. Every time we have a new single, we send it to her to get her feedback.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So basically
she's
helped launch you guys. Yeah.
In a way, yeah, absolutely. Like, who could ask for like a better mentor?
Right.
She's written like every song on the radio.
Yeah.
That's
crazy.
Wow.
You missed out, Justin Bieber.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And she makes us lunch and dinner every day.
She's taking the mom role, really. Yeah.
Have you been to her house?
No.
Or not?
No,
just coffee shop. We're not there yet.
Yeah, she's drawing the line there.
Yeah.
Hang on, my phone's ringing. Hang on.
No, that would be Justin.
Justin, come ask a question.
Okay. Is that our remix that you have as your... Oh, my God.
Oh, so that was on purpose. I get it.
Oh.
I was
Justin
about to
had
yell
a
bit,
you guys.
Oh, wait, so this is...
Oh, no, that was good.
So you created that ringtone?
Yeah, like on stage we do like different remixes, and that's we do like an iPhone ringtone remix. So that was pretty surprising to hear.
It was to me too. I was about to yell.
Is that what we used as a rap beat? That sounds familiar.
We could.
That is the beat that was used in our rap battle, right?
We used you guys.
Oh really?
Oh really?
You're welcome.
Oh, we should have to pay them.
I mean, it was similar.
Oh, we were.
Yeah.
It was just something similar.
Yeah.
We used R.A.J.
Our bad.
Raj.
Very
guy. Yeah.
You guys have toured with some pretty cool people though. Been on tour with Demi Lovato and Train and Andy Grammer, The Vamps, The Wanted, Hoodie Allen, American Authors. Who do you hate the most?
Oh, wow. Who do we hate the most?
Say The Wanted because they're not together.
Who was the most surprisingly fun out of that bunch?
Yeah. What's really fun is reaching different audiences. Like all those people you mentioned, Hoodie Allen has that hip-hop audience.
Yeah.
Demi Lovato has the young audience. We're on tour with Ingrid Michaelson right now, who has like a lot of late college adult audience. And it's really fun to see if we can appeal to all those different types of people. And I feel like we've been pretty successful so far in terms of making fans.
Well, with Hoodie Allen, we were afraid we were going to be booed off the stage.
Yeah.
Oh.
Because you guys aren't hip-hop?
Yeah. Yeah, but actually they liked it, so.
Do any of you rap?
Absolutely not. No. That would just be a nightmare.
Not
going
to try it.
Well, stay in your lane. You know your lane?
Exactly.
Yeah, that's how you do.
Why don't you take your own advice?
Why don't I stay in my lane? Same country?
Well, we would love to hear you guys sing a song for us.
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah, sure.
What are you guys going to perform?
Our new single is called Weak.
Weak? I like this one, too.
He's so excited.
Because they're weak.
That's exactly right, Matt. All right, here we go. This is Weak.
One, two, three, four. No, thank you.
is what I should have said. I should be in bed, but temptations of trouble on my tongue, trouble's yet to come.
One sip,
bad for me.
One hit,
bad for me.
One kiss,
bad for me. But I give in so easily, and no thank you is how it should have gone. I should stay strong, but I'm weak. And what's wrong with that? Boy, oh boy, I love it when I fall for that. I'm weak. And what's wrong with that? Boy, oh boy, I love it when I fall for that. I'm ooh, ah, ooh, ah, but I'm weak. And what's wrong with that? Boy, oh boy, I love it when I fall for that. No, thank you. They call me after dark. I don't want no part. My habits, they hold me like a grudge. I promise I won't budge.
One sip,
bad for me.
One hit,
bad for me.
One kiss,
bad for me. I give in so easily, and no, thank you is how it should have gone. I should stay strong, but I'm weak. Boy, I love it when I fall over that. I'm weak. And what's wrong with that? Boy, oh boy, I love it when I fall over that. I'm ooh, ah, yeah, yeah. Ooh, ah, yeah, yeah. But I'm weak. And what's wrong with that? Boy, oh boy, I love it when I fall over that. We fall for that. Wake up, we fall. Bad for me.
One hit.
Bad for me.
One kiss.
Bad for me. But I give in so easily. And no thank you is how it should have gone. I should stay strong, but I'm weak. And what's wrong with that? Boy, oh boy, I love it when I fall over that. I'm weak. And what's wrong with that? Boy, oh boy, I love it when I fall.
Man, your voice sounds exactly like the record.
That's awesome.
Thanks so much.
That's great.
You know, sometimes people come in, they're like, yeah, that's not the same dude from the record.
Really? Man, does that actually happen?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, really?
But, not, man, how did you? When did you guys figure out that Jack could sing?
Well, the rest of us sing, too.
I know you guys sing, too. But, well, Jack just sang.
Yeah. When did you realize Jack was better?
The most talented.
He's not better.
That's a real question. Yeah.
No, no. But I'm asking, like, because you guys are older than Jack, and...
But like 11 or 12 years ago.
You cannot make up for that, man.
I meant no harm by that question.
No problem. I'm not really singing that much today anyway because my voice
is
shot.
It's gone.
But, you know, 11 or 12 years ago, we started out street performing.
Yeah.
And like he would go out on the street and we would sing and he would start doing like the moonwalk and doing Michael Jackson runs and stuff like that. And like hundreds of people started coming over and just wanting to watch and stuff. And we actually made enough money street performing to buy a ukulele and Pro Tools and all our equipment.
Are two of you still in school right now going to Columbia?
That's us.
Yeah. He graduated from Columbia. We're there now.
Okay. And you guys, how are you guys going to juggle the school and now becoming famous?
Well, we're not famous.
You're going to be.
We're taking time off right now. Yeah, I did my first semester there. He did like a year and a half, and now we're just kind of focusing on this.
Your parents freaked out that you're never going to go back and finish?
A little bit, but they're kind of just like, do what you want. Like, yeah. You
know? Are they like,
we're saving tuition in the meantime. Exactly. Like,
why aren't you more like Adam? He finished.
There are portraits of Adam all throughout the house.
Yeah. Scholarly, yeah.
You already knew he was the favorite.
Any more brothers and sisters?
No, it's just us.
Just you guys. Okay.
Yeah.
Are all three of you film majors? did you guys, or just you two?
No, that's us two.
What was your major?
I studied business and philosophy.
Oh.
See, you need that, Adam.
The philosophy major.
Very similar
thing. Sure.
Yeah.
He's the one that gets deep with the lyrics sometimes. He's like, it's not deep enough.
Any words of wisdom you want to give us, Adam?
Yeah.
You're the philosophy major. Closing thoughts.
Take us out with a closing thought from Adam.
Deep thought.
Putting me on the spot so much.
Yeah, it's fine. What are you thinking that's really deep right now?
When you go upon the Twitter... Follow at AJR Brothers.
There you go.
My goodness.
I thought that was going to rhyme. It didn't rhyme. Okay. That was so good.
I think Socrates said that.
I think so, yeah.
Give it up for AJR, everyone.
Thank you, guys.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Getting a lot of love for the AJR interview.
Man, those are nice guys.
Yeah.
And great music.
Some of the texts we got. Holy crap, I love this. What a great group. I'm going to get their music. Love. Already added AJR to my Apple Music playlist. Yeah, we'll have the full interview at KidNation.com if you want to check it out.
It's happy music. Put you in a good mood.
Yeah, including the extra performance they did for us inside the lounge. You know we always have extras for you on the website. I'm ready. They were so good. We also got Beat the Bank coming up shortly. What, 15 minutes away from calling some names out? Three more names. We did have a $1,000 winner today, Alyssa. Sleeping with her baby right there.
She was whispering.
She whispered. And she won and woke up the baby.
It was worth it. $1,000.
Oh, it's always worth it, Kelly.
Yeah.
It's always worth it. Don't forget, next week, up to $2,000. Sign up at KidNation.com as well for that bad boy right there. So it's time for our new bit that we're doing. Free Plug Friday.
Yeah.
We wanted to help the small companies out there. The mom and pop shops.
Need it.
You know, you got to compete with those big companies that got all millions of dollars to make commercials and put them on TV and stuff. But
you've got us.
We got you. Now, you've heard Big Al Mac plug his bar basically every single day.
Yeah. Every once in a while.
You're wondering.
What?
You're wondering, hey, I listen to the show every day. Why don't I get the same treatment as Big Al Mac?
Well, now you do.
Now you do.
I ain't scared.
So if you go to KidNation.com, let us know what your business is. We'll try to pick some at random on Fridays and give you a free plug. Voiced by us, the staff from the show. Yes, Kelly.
Do I have one?
No.
No, see, if you were in the studio yesterday, you saw that he handed me one.
Or earlier today.
Part-time Justin one.
I'm like, I just want to make sure before y'all get started.
No,
we would have let you
Are you not ready with your commercial?
I don't understand because I am Kelly Raspberry.
I know.
Why would someone not want me?
Well...
do their commercial.
Well, it's not that they didn't request you. It's that White Cheddar walked in here yesterday and said, hey, who wants to do extra work after work today?
And your hand didn't go up.
Your hand didn't go up.
Nor did mine.
I wasn't there for that meeting.
You were sitting right there.
I didn't hear that.
You were right there.
I swear I didn't hear it.
You will be featured next week, I believe.
Wait, hold on. Let me say it like this. Talifi! Wow, you still didn't say anything. Okay. I thought you might respond to that one.
Yeah.
See, these are lacking. These are not.
I can't do two things at once. If I'm typing or something,
right.
And somebody's talking, can't hear you.
That's true.
Yeah. Don't worry, Kelly. You will get the help of small company. We have plenty of people that want help.
I think small companies could benefit from me.
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely. Even the big ones can.
If you get a free Kelly Raspberry voiceover.
I mean, come on.
Yeah.
You should see, when we get our list of commercials that we do every week, our sales department sends it to us. I have like one.
Two.
JC has like one, two. Jenna has one or two. Even Elena, one.
Kelly.
Kelly's got like eight. I got to do these
800. 800.
I love it.
Can you guys leave for 3 hours so I can do my commercials? That's what Kelly says after the show.
Yeah, true.
You just
but
hear all the money in her pocket.
But that's okay.
She's walking out. All right. So we got one right here.
Uh-huh.
That was handed to me, and I thought, hey, this is perfect for me. I'll voice this one for this fella.
All right.
You guys ready for my
you
commercial?
You ready? I'm ready.
To make sure
we have no idea what you're doing.
All my stuff that I need here.
Oh, you got production.
I got, yeah. Sweet. You know, I like to make it tough on myself.
Well, good for the listener, though.
I could have been smart and said, hey, Trey, can you help me out? And I was like, no, I'll do it. Why not?
You're saying you weren't smart?
Yeah, I was not smart in that regard. Yeah, because I forgot I have to read it and play them and look over.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, so it's going to be a mess.
Come on.
Just warning. Ready?
Yeah.
All right. Hey, it's JC here, and I found a way to solve any problems you may have. Are you ready for this? Out of this world piñata. Oh, what is that, you ask? Only the greatest company to grace this earth.
I like my piñata.
No. Out of this world piñata. If
you're wondering how a piñata can fix your problems, I would respond with, how can it not? Are you stressed and angry? Beat a piñata. Get rid of it. Are you happy? Beat the piñata and stay happy. Are you sad? Beat a piñata to get to your antidepressants. See, Antonio Sanchez started this for your benefit. Actually, he started this company because he couldn't afford presents in college. Now Antonio and
Out of This World Piñata
specialize in custom high-grade piñatas that you wouldn't find anywhere else. Did you hear custom high-grade piñatas? Heck yeah, you did. If you ever wanted to hit on Jenna Owens, you could literally hit on her all you want if you order your Jenna Owens piñata. Has Big Al Mac ever said anything to make you say, can somebody please just smack him? Well, now you can smack him all you want with your Big Al piñata. Mm. Or have you wondered what it's like to be Alan?
Hello, I'm Alan.
The greatest magician of our generation and perform magic on the Kelly Raspberry? Oh, you guessed it. You can now use your magic piñata stick with the customized Kelly Raspberry piñata complete with a flowing chestnut mane. You have a wedding? Perfect. Have a divorce party? Even more perfect. Antonio will build a piñata that looks like your ex so you can tell him to beat it. I know, right? Contact
Out of This World Piñata
and get your custom piñata today. Antonio's waiting for you. In fact, check out some satisfied customers.
I like my piñata.
Or this one.
Hey, what's up, man? Is this the number to play Beat the Bank?
Out of This World Piñata.etsy.com.
Wait, I gotta look at that. That's great.
Out of this world,
you need to do all of them.
Good job.
I wanted a 30th birthday piñata custom made, and I could not find one.
Well, Antonio would have done that for you. He's on the phone with us right now.
Oh, Antonio!
Out of this world piñata.
Hi, Antonio.
Hi. How's it going?
Hey, buddy.
How was that?
That was an awesome commercial. I loved it.
All right. Well, I'm looking at your Etsy site right now.
Wow. So you have Star Wars pinatas, all sorts.
Anything.
You hand make these pinatas yourself?
Wait.
Yes, I'm everything handmade.
You have a Trump pinata, but I don't see a Clinton pinata.
He can make one.
Well, we do have Republican and Democrat pinatas too, so we get both sides.
He's got them. Here's what he does. He just builds what you ask him to build, Kelly. Including, what's up with the male stripper one?
Yeah, I had a female stripper one, too, for, like, bachelor parties, but I couldn't get the hair quite right, so I'm still kind of working on that.
Oh, I got you. What would you say?
Really cool.
What would you say is the most popular pinata you have, Antonio?
Right now, I'm doing a lot of the Harry Potter Dementor pinatas, which are kind of, like, scary, but kind of not, too, at the same time.
Wow.
It's got a cool little flowy thing.
All right.
Wow, I love looking at this.
Harry Potter vibe.
The revenge pinata I see, like this one looks like the picture you have on Etsy, a football player, but it seems to have a real image of a guy on there. So is this for girls to order to beat the ex?
We can do girls. We can do guys. Basically, they're just kind of a fun way to get revenge. I did this one for a lady that was getting sued by another lady, so she ordered a cockroach with the other lady's face on it.
What I see that's really cute,
whatever you want.
That you have the Star Wars themes, you have a lightsaber pinata stick, so the kids, when they're trying to hit it, they can use a lightsaber. That's cool.
Oh, that's cool.
And look at his ratings. He's got 5 stars. He's got 281 people that have gone on there and said that, he's the greatest. So
very cool, man.
And they're not really that expensive, honestly, if you want something really special, right?
And reasonable price.
Yeah, reasonably priced.
Except the extra large ones.
And you can ship them all over?
For something custom made, I'm like very reasonably priced.
Yeah, you are.
You're so good, man. What was that website again, Antonio?
It's outofthisworldpinata.etsy.com.
All right, well,
out of this world pinata.
There you go.
All right, way to go, Antonio.
All right, thank y'all very much. I love this. It's the first time I've ever been on the radio.
Oh, my man.
Let us know if it pays off.
I love the small business
owners. I definitely will.
I like my pinata.
If you want me to make a pinata, whatever, I can do that for you.
Okay, we might put you to the test on that.
Uh-huh. I got my son's birthday party coming up, so I might hit you up there, Antonio.
Sounds great. I will definitely do it for you.
All right, thank brother. You. Good luck. We'll put a link up so you can check out his website. He's really, really good, you guys.
Good luck, Antonio.
So good.
Out of this world, piñata.
I love piñatas.
Right. They're fun.
For every occasion.
For every occasion.
Love them, every age. They're great.
Sure.
Just like the commercial says, Jenna.
Who doesn't love beating something and getting candy out of it?
There you go.
You could definitely get that. Part-time Justin, I believe you have one for us
Hello,
as well.
Yes. I hope it's just as good as yours.
Do you have production?
I know. Yours was really good. I was like, oh, man, maybe I need to erase maybe go tomorrow.
I don't know, man. I hit one. Weekend. I hit one of my clips a little early there.
That's all right.
I'm down on myself.
The production value is out of this world.
I know.
No,
I know.
It's out of this world.
Out of this world, piñata.
Yeah, now I don't know if I want to do it because that looks like a lot of work.
Yeah.
No, was. Kelly. Literally wrote it last night and came up with the production today.
I know, that's still, you push buttons and stuff. That's hard.
Let me show you how easy mine's going to be.
Okay. Do you need anything?
Oh, yes, music.
What kind?
But do I just go, hit it, Trey? Okay, yep. Cool.
Yeah, ready?
Hit it, Trey.
Y'all ready? This is, do I tell you who it is? It's the Tuscaloosa Tumble Bus.
Can you say that louder?
Tuscaloosa. Tuscaloosa?
Yeah.
Well, hopefully we'll know about what it is in your commercial.
Yes, right. Definitely.
Okay.
Hit it, Trey.
Fam, it's part-time Justin from the Kid Craddock Morning Show, and I love taking the bus to school. It's where I learned the best yo mama jokes. But the bus where the party is always lit is the Tuscaloosa Tumble Bus. Sorry, Miss Frizzle, but you and yo mama are a bunch of losers when you compare your magic school bus to the Tuscaloosa Tumble Bus, honey. It's a 36-foot long school bus that's been transformed into the ultimate playground. Yes. Refurbished with gymnastic padded floors, zip lines, rock walls, and monkey bars. So, fam, if you are looking for a turn up with the kids, the Tuscaloosa Tumble Bus is only a somersault away. The Tuscaloosa Tumble Bus, where the kids on a bus go round and round.
Wow, that's a lot to fit in a bus.
My ears perked up.
Yeah. We have questions here.
So it's like a rolling birth, so you hire the Tumble Bus to come to entertain the kids at your kids' birthday party.
Don't ask Justin. He doesn't know. Ask Tammy.
Oh, Tammy.
Tammy's on the phone.
Tammy with Tuscaloosa Tumble Bus.
Hi,
Tammy.
Hi, Tammy.
Hi, how are y'all?
Please tell us about your product.
Well, we have been in business. We just started our 8th year in November. Mm-hmm. And we go to daycare, and we work with children that are walking up to about 6 years old, and we do basic tumbling and fitness inside the bus.
Wow. Whoa, so you can be hired for, you go to daycares, but also schools, birthday parties.
Events, spring flings, all kinds of things.
And you do birthday parties as well, right?
Yes, we entertain the kids while you entertain the adults.
Whoa.
Hey. Right.
Hey, would you be able to do like one where I stand in the front of the bus and then you take off and peel out as fast as you can so I could just tumble all the way back?
No, there's no moving the bus while we have the kids. It's
dangerous, JC.
But what if it's me?
Let me guess. JC, my son's got a birthday party coming up. How about a tumble bus?
Actually, there might be a tumble bus in your area. I am bus 306.
So like a franchise?
I've been in business for over 30 years, and there's tumble buses all over the world.
Whoa. Now, Justin didn't tell us how to get a hold of you in his commercial.
Sure did.
Tammy, how do we do that?
Sure, I forgot that one.
Our website is www.tuscaloosatumblebus.com.
Easy enough. Very Tuscaloosa cool. Tumblebus. What's
and I'm guessing you're in Tuscaloosa, Alabama.
I'm guessing.
That is Tuscaloosa, Alabama. Roll Tide.
Roll Tide, baby.
Is there another Tuscaloosa in the United States?
I'm guessing not. There's only one Tuscaloosa.
Yeah, they're Birmingham, but I don't know about a Tuscaloosa.
Yeah.
No, there might be another one. With the yellow hammers.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that sounds like fun. I'm assuming you have a lot of waivers everyone has to sign, right?
The parents do sign waivers for our kids that are in classes. We do a biweekly program. They come on the bus for 30 minutes, and we start out with exercises, and then we go into like a game or a technique that we work on, and then we set up an obstacle course for the kids to work on, whether it's front rolls, back rolls, cartwheels, back bends, and then we go into parallel bars where they might have to do a bear crawl, monkey bars, and zip line inside the bus.
Whoa.
That's awesome.
We have some great news, but also sad news right now, Tammy.
Kind of bad, Tammy.
Do you want the good or the bad?
Oh,
good
okay.
First. Good, always first.
The good. People are just super, super enthusiastic about the bus.
Good.
The bad news, we crashed your website.
Yeah.
Whoa.
It's kind of, Mm-hmm.
The more people go on it.
Yeah.
Well, it'll
because the plug.
It'll fix itself. It'll tumble back up.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe a little later it'll come back.
It's a very good idea. I love your
it's
idea.
It's broken down. But
how do we get
people trying to log on right now?
Yeah.
Maybe you have a phone number people can call.
Yeah, you want to give out your phone number?
Sure. It's 205-758-ROLL.
758-ROLL.
76544.
Okay. And hopefully that website will come back soon.
Maybe you could partner up with Out of This World Piñata.
Perfect.
Come on.
Something tells me JC's just trying to plan his son's birthday party right now.
Yeah. What?
Perfect. They're trying to save your commercial for next week.
Right.
This is about Kaysen's birthday.
Next up is Birthday Cakes Are Us.
Birthday.
I got a whole month to plan this bad boy, you guys. Hey, Tammy, thank you so much for hitting
us
up.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited. Finally talk to y'all.
I think it's a fantastic idea.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Bus 306, you said, right?
Yes.
All right. Get Bus 306. You got her phone number. Call her up.
Toot.
The website will be back in full effect momentarily.
Back up. Yeah.
Oh, you going to turn your school bus into something?
You know what? I'm looking at it because I got a spare bus.
Like an adult party bus. It's fun.
Yeah.
You can add slides in it. Oh, like a water slide?
A water slide.
Yeah, you can add whatever you want to
the
bus.
What if you had a hot tub bus?
Slip and slide.
Hey
now. Ooh, open the back door so you can slide out the
back
door.
Yes, and then foam on the sides with like strobe lights.
Dang. Please tune in next week as Jenna Owens and Kelly Raspberry give you their commercials.
Nice. That means I'm the week after that.
Yeah. No, you want to, yeah. Big Al Mack.
How you do yours every day.
Well, I got to help somebody else. I give a little love. I can do that.
I will continue his. Do we have the names for this hour?
I'm sure we do.
Let me see. I've got so many papers here.
Grab those right there, Justin. You know what? We're gonna go ahead and let you do it, buddy.
Really?
Justin,
okay.
You got three names right there. First one in gets to play Beat the Bank. Do not screw this up.
Okay, the three names we are calling today are Omar Rosales, Christy Perman, and Devin Agonis. Did I say it right?
Say it again.
Back up the bottom.
And then Devin Agonis, Christy Perman, Omar Rosales.
Got it.
You have 10 minutes. Give us a call. First one in gets a chance at
$1,000. $1,000, yes. Jenna.
What's the phone number, Justin?
The phone number is 1-800-KID-LIVE.
Yes. Yes.
Oh my God.
800-543-3548. 800-5-GEEK-IT. Justin,
it's
not like putting the phone number in his commercial or
ours.
Shame.
And he's answering the phones today.
I just
so
let it off my brow.
Get back there and find that caller, Justin. We'll play Beat the Bank next.
Yes, ma'am.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Beat the Bank. Credit card debt. You in trouble. We got you, fam. Next week, double. Beat the Bank.
Good plug for next week, Al. Good plug.
The Bank.
Next week, Beat the Bank. You can win up to $2,000 each time we play. We'll still play at the same time, 650, 750 Central.
Boom.
But next week, you can win up to $2,000 each time we play.
All right, let's meet our contestant this hour.
Yep.
Hi, Christy.
Hi, JC.
How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. Thank you for calling my name. I'm so excited.
Oh, no. Thank you for listening and calling back. Getting in there. What are you up to right now?
I'm sitting, waiting to go into work.
Okay. What are we?
I just want to say I've been listening to y'all since 1994, since Kelly first started on the radio.
Oh, thank you.
Who's your favorite?
Don't ever ask that.
You know what? I love all of you guys equally for different reasons. So I'm just myself to be talking to y'all.
All right. I still would like to know. I'll talk to you later.
Who do you hate the most of the time?
That's not nice.
I'm just kidding, Christy. All right, Big Al Mack, can you tell Christy how we play the game, please?
Christy, you're going to hear a lot of dollar amounts hollered out at you by our banker. And when they're going to increase, okay? And when you hear one and you don't think it's going to go much further, please say stop. And we will. And the last dollar amount that you heard, that's the dollar amount that you'll win. Now, Christy, here's the bad part. If you don't say stop and you hear that door close, you're not going to get anything. You're going to walk in the job just as broke as you are now.
That's not going to happen now.
All right.
Not going to happen.
My girl.
That's right.
My girl.
How are we feeling right there?
All right.
All right. Big Al, this round, how are you feeling?
Even if it goes all the way to 1,000 and I'm feeling good again, you still have to say stop, okay?
Okay.
All right, Christy. Deep breath. You got this. All right, let's play.
Beat the Bank.
$100. $150. $250. $350. $450. $550.
Stop.
Okay. I know that's right, girl.
I sense the pattern right there with the banker.
That's right. $550.
That's not bad.
Too long of a pause for me.
I know, right? He does that from time to time. Yep. What are you going to do with $550, Christy?
Christmas is coming. I got 3 kids to take care of, so it'll definitely get used.
All right.
Yeah. Them children always want something.
Well, just for the heck of it, we're going to see how high it would have gone, okay?
Okay.
Hang tight.
580.
Oh, he switched it up.
610. 650. 710. 770. 820.
You got a good portion of it.
Yeah, most of it. Yeah, Christy.
You go, girl.
Thank y'all so much.
All right. Well, you have a wonderful day at work. You get in there and have a good day, okay?
Thank you for listening.
Thank you,
for,
I will.
Thank you for listening for all those years.
Yeah, we love you.
Yes. Boo-da-loo.
Boo-da-loo. Have a good circus.
Oh.
Save the baby ducks.
Thank you, Christy. Hold on for us. We'll get you all set up.
That was one of the original 47 right there.
Yeah. I believe she was number 12, I believe.
Yeah. Number 12, yeah.
Kid Nation member number 12. Big challenge going on in the office right now. Big Al Mack facing off against White Cheddar.
The producer.
The producer.
We all know who we put our money behind.
Yeah, we already put our bets. White Cheddar, step in here, please, real quick.
This all started just...
It was you, Al.
It was me.
Why'd you pick Cheddar?
Well, we're always kind of looking
at... I'm the fattest one here.
All right. Well, we're always looking at each other when we eat. You know, like, okay, I'm going to eat more than you. No, I'm going to eat more than you. So I just said during the commercial break today, I looked at him. I said, man, you and me, Cheddar, me and you, let's go. 20 pounds, first man, make it to 20 wins the bet. Let's go. Me and you, starting today. And he looked at me like, what are you talking about? He had a donut in his hand.
Yeah.
And now I brought a cake to work today. But what spawned this, Kelly... I put on these pants that I have on right now this morning, and I could barely fasten them.
I know. I have clothes from last summer I couldn't wear this summer. It's bad.
I couldn't put this off into a New Year's resolution. I just wanted to start
now.
That's good.
So what's the...
Now,
what's
there
now?
Was a temptation to wait and start Monday, and Robert said, no, we're going to do this. We're going to do it starting
right now.
Why like not Monday?
Mentality.
Why not now?
Why not now?
Because
everyone procrastinates.
That's why I'm putting all my money on Robert.
That's what I'm saying. Because, Al, you just put on your Facebook that you're starting to sell ribs at your bar. Yeah. Are you telling me that
you're going to be at your bar drinking all weekend?
Not have one rack of ribs?
How about just one rib? I might sample a little bit of ribs.
That's fine.
Got it.
And what's the punishment or prize?
We really don't have.
I think we came up with something.
Oh, we did.
What?
Okay.
Yeah. If I win, you have to grow your hair out.
Yes. All right. Now your rebuttal.
But Robert, that's impossible.
It grows on the sides.
I mean, it's physically not possible.
It's Bozo, right?
Yeah, into Bozo. And if you win, I have to grow mine out. I got to shave mine. I have to shave mine.
You shave your head.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, challenge accepted, sir.
Oh, Bozo. And you can't wear your hat.
Ha ha. Until 2017.
Oh, I like that. Oh, until 2017? So until
time.
The end of the year?
That's well, the first man.
Out of time.
The first man to lose 20 pounds wins.
I'll probably lose 20 pounds in like 2 weeks.
Yeah, it's over.
Oh, dang.
That means that kids trip. You're going to be Bozo.
Can he wear a hat to cover it up, or does he have to not wear a hat? No hat.
No hat.
Look how much faith Al has in himself. Yeah. He's already embarrassed.
No. All right.
I can embarrass another person in the office at this point.
All right.
Would you like to do that right now?
Well, maybe. I don't know if it's embarrassing or not, but this morning, what was found on the printer? I think it might be a new bit on the show.
Oh, are we going to play a fun game?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Probably something I did.
I don't know, but someone ordered something from Cafe Press. Anyone?
Anybody from Cafe Press?
Anyone?
What is Cafe Press?
It's a t-shirt company.
Yeah. It is? Okay.
Uh-huh. They also evidently sell thongs.
So I'm out.
Nice.
Someone paid $28.89 for a classic thong with... If you're watching on Kid TV, you'll see this. It has a hot dog with mustard on the...
Oh, my God!
So...
Who bought the a hot dog thong.
That's Justin.
I just wanted to let anyone know I have the receipt if they need it.
There's a name. There's got to be a name on it.
You know, I looked up the order number. I thought I could go on the website and look at my order, but you have to have the order number and either an email or address it was sent to, and they didn't send it here.
Is it anybody from the woman room?
Justin or Lacey.
No, Justin would have already been in here screaming.
Lacey is. Lacey's kind of
My computer's not even connected to the printer. Justin.
My money's on Trey.
And I did not order
Jenna wouldn't get a hot dog.
I don't like hot dogs.
Yeah, you'd get a pug one.
There's that.
Huh.
Nobody's fessing up to the hot dog thong.
Really?
Really, you guys?
Everybody from the back office in here now.
Undie check.
Everybody.
Who ordered a hot dog thong?
Meeting.
Everybody
Psycho Shannon,
here.
Maybe?
Meeting.
Was it Shannon?
Everybody in here right now.
Part-time or whatever we're calling the everybody. Everybody here. We're going to look you in the eyes.
All right. Turn.
Okay. Get in line, everyone. Uh-oh. Lacey, is that your hot dog thong?
It was not me. I do approve of the hot dog thong because that was not my purchase. Pinky.
Do we believe her?
Let's be honest. Lacey's a little
I believe her.
She was my number one choice.
Nick? Was it me, guys?
Was
it? No, it wasn't you.
No, Nick's too conservative.
Justin, you were my first thought.
Hello. Okay. No, it wasn't me. I didn't order no hot dog thong.
For real?
One. No, I want to wear one, but no.
Okay.
Amy?
Amy, no way it's Amy.
No, it's not me.
Are you sure, Amy?
I have no idea, no. Because
you're the most quiet, but the quiet girls are usually the freaks.
No. Yeah.
You're right, right,
okay,
right.
Here we go.
Okay, hold on, intern Jordan.
Oh, here comes intern Jordan. Uh-oh.
Hot intern Jordan.
Through his hot hair.
Did you order a hot dog thong?
I did not. I know y'all really thought maybe it was me.
He only does Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
That's true.
But when was it left?
I guess
yesterday.
It was there when I got here this morning.
And he gets here early.
Oh, it could be somebody from that ad agency.
No, they don't use our printer.
They can't use our printer. Only we can do that.
What about curly head girl?
Anna?
Anna.
Jesus Christ, Al. You don't know her name. She's been working here for half the year.
Hi, I'm Anna, the curly head girl.
You went on vacation with her.
It's not yours, Anna?
Not you?
Do you have any idea whose it could be?
No, I was laughing so hard. I have no idea.
Caroline?
Okay, no chatter was here yesterday.
Is it Caroline?
Well, Caroline and Elena are not here today, but they were here yesterday.
Yeah.
And Elena went to Mexico.
She left early.
She couldn't have done it because we would have seen it. She left to go to Mexico.
But that would make sense because she's out of girlfriends. That'd be a kind of gift you'd order for a friend.
All right. That means that based on, deleting everybody from the suspect list, it's not Shannon. It's got to be Caroline. Right now, our number one suspect is Caroline.
Let me text.
Process of elimination.
Yeah, that's the only way we can do this.
Or our boss, George.
Wait, Trey, is it yours?
It's not mine. Scout's on.
Does our boss, George, use our printer?
He is a freak.
Maybe. I don't know.
It might be George's.
Who else? We've got George. We've got Sean. Claudia.
No, she just had a baby. She's not going to get a hot
dog. She had her baby in 2 months
and
ago.
She likes
but it's time now.
I know,
everything's
that's what I'm
back working again.
She likes
Greg
cheese
Jake
fries.
Radio name.
She has her own printer.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, they're on the other side.
Greg Jake radio name?
No, it's not him. He's not at work.
Don the engineer.
Yeah, that would
Don the engineer.
Don.
Yeah.
It might be Don.
It might be Don.
After a couple beers, Don will order anything.
Maybe it was an official Kid Nation DJ.
Mike Morse?
Mike,
I would love to know who's going to fess up to that.
No, I don't think it's Mike. I don't think he would get a hot dog.
Mac and cheese.
Maybe mac and cheese. Yeah, he loves mac and cheese.
All right, so 20-pound weight loss challenge.
Yes.
It's a great new bit, though. Who left it on the printer?
Yeah.
Y'all should change the bit to whoever can fit into the thong first.
Yeah, it's going to have to show up here, right? If they ordered
I tried to confirm it with this address, and it didn't.
Are you volunteering to look and judge who fits in better, Trey? Yeah.
Just the top. You can just show the string.
Oh, my gosh.
You're so weird.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
$2,000 next week. Mm. Up to $2,000. We did have two winners today. Alyssa won $1,000. I don't have my other one, but I think it was $550, right? That's how much our second contestant won?
Yep.
Kelly, good news. You and I both like that Gorilla song from Bruno Mars.
Oh, yes.
Well, looks like Bruno has another song for the love.
What's this, like giraffes?
No, I don't know. It's not giraffes, Hal.
Love like giraffes!
Not giraffes.
It's that would be a good spoof, though.
It's called Versace on the on the Floor.
Oh.
A little more,
very blatant.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know. I think he should have gone with giraffes.
Giraffes!
I don't like that, like Gorilla. I love Gorilla. I think he should just put Gorilla on every album from here on out. That'd be a great bit.
Wouldn't that be a great bit for an artist
to do that? Like, yeah. I love this song is so good. I'm putting it on every album I ever release from here to the end of time.
That's how I feel about Locked Out of Heaven. I know you guys like Gorilla.
But that was
I
a
like
big it. Hit. Gorilla yeah. didn't get the attention
because
it deserves.
It's too dirty.
It's too dirty.
Oh, it's too dirty. They can't play that.
But I don't care.
Dude, it makes your radio start melt. Man, start to melt.
That song will do things to you.
I can't listen to it sometimes because I just can't.
Everything about it's that so song good. Is sexy.
It is.
Everything about that song.
Can't argue with that.
First time I heard it was with him singing it in concert. It was his
It was a closer, wasn't it? He closed
like,
it out.
What is this song and why do I feel this way? Oh, my goodness.
Look how it starts. And then he comes in right here.
What? What? Ooh. I got a body. Turn it up, that's too low. Come on, headphones.
Come on now. Come on, Bruno.
Oh, Lord.
Lay it down. Lay it down.
Stop it right now.
We can't play anymore.
The windows are getting fogged up in the studio right now.
Y'all be turning around going back home. Yeah. Hey, honey, go back home.
That Versace on the floor is good and everything, but no Gorilla. Well done, Bruno.
No Gorilla.
Oh, a couple text messages we got here before we tell you about the mystery of the hot dog thong.
All right.
My 9-year-old is very worried about part-time Justin and his job. He's already a big fan. Let Justin know he has fans and those who love and support him.
Oh, good.
Yeah, Justin's fine. I mean, he's still learning the phone number.
The phone number is 1-800... Kid live.
That was in real time,
yep.
People.
Yeah, it is.
Woo. And hey, Kelly, my husband is a construction man, and every time he puts on his tool belt at home, he struts around. I tell him to stop.
No.
He says, Kelly Raspberry wouldn't make me stop.
That's right, I wouldn't.
Yeah.
That's right, I wouldn't. In fact, he should, every time he puts on his tool belt and struts around, he should hit the Bluetooth. There you go.
Yeah.
Gorilla.
Gorilla, man.
Get that.
Has some gorilla glue right there in his pocket.
I'm telling you, Alan is never sexier than when he is doing my
Hello,
yard.
I'm Alan.
He's working in my yard.
Shut up. Yeah.
He gets out there. He has a pocket knife on his belt. He just in case. You know when you need to whip out a knife and cut something.
Am I sexy?
Has that? Well, you're not in my yard. I'm guaranteeing if you're doing work in my yard, it'll make you 10 times sexier. Alan.
10 times. All right, we got
10 times sexier.
So we did a little investigation during the break here.
Yeah, somebody left a printout of a thong on our printer with a picture of a hot dog. So apparently we didn't know who it was.
Like a custom made.
Somebody ordered a thong and left a receipt on the printer. We couldn't figure out who it was.
We questioned everyone that's in the building right now, and they all said no, not me. Well, White Cheddar, our executive producer, and Nick Adams went on Elena Davies' computer, and they pulled up her history, and it turns out that hot dog thong does, in fact, belong to Elena.
Yeah. And even Robert said it can't be her because she left early yesterday.
Yeah.
It can't be her.
It was Elena.
It was her.
She printed it out with all the winner sheets. Hmm. So it got lost in there.
Just for giggles, I sent a text message to Caroline Craddock and asked her if she ordered a hot dog thong.
Uh-huh.
And apparently she's not awake yet.
So I wouldn't be either if I didn't have to be.
Yeah, she's,
No, you know what? She's not even, she's in California.
She's traveling.
Yeah.
So it's like not even,
California.
Yeah, it's really early there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like everybody's all turned on because of Gorilla on the text.
Knew it would be her.
We should all take the day off.
Oh, Lord. Again?
Dude, this song, Al.
My girlfriend's out of town, okay?
Your girlfriend's out of town? At least your son doesn't come downstairs and sleep in your bed every night. Oh, Bruno. Tana, you're looking at us
you
like you don't get it.
You got to risk it to get the biscuit.
All right.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.